Unit 10, page 152. Read.
That's entertainment? Ooh, cries the audience as the orcas leap from the water in perfect formation. Ah, they shout as the trainer rides across the pool on the nose of one of the graceful giants. For years, dolphins, orcas, and other sea mammals have been making audiences cheer at marine theme parks around the world. But how do trainers get 9-ton whales to do acrobatic tricks or make them dance? It's not easy. Traditional animal trainers controlled animals with collars and leashes and made them perform by using cruel punishments. Then, in the 1940s, marine theme parks wanted to have dolphins do tricks. The first trainers faced big problems. You can't get a dolphin to wear a collar, and you can't punish a dolphin. It will just swim away from you. This challenge made the trainers develop a kinder, more humane method to teach animals. This method, positive reinforcement, uses rewards rather than punishments for training. To begin teaching, a trainer lets an animal act freely. When the trainer sees the correct behavior, he or she rewards the animal immediately, usually with food. The animal quickly learns that a reward follows the behavior. For complicated acts, the trainer breaks the act into many smaller parts and has the animal learn each part separately. Positive reinforcement has completely changed our treatment of animals in zoos. Elephants, for example, need a lot of physical care. However, traditional trainers used force to make elephants behave. Elephants sometimes rebelled and hurt or even killed their keepers. Through positive reinforcement, elephants at modern zoos have learned to stand at the bars of their cage and let keepers draw blood for tests and take care of their feet. Gary Priest, a former orca trainer, helped the keepers train the elephants at the San Diego Zoo. Do the elephants like the new system? They love it. They'll do anything we ask, Priest said. Unfortunately, not all trainers use positive reinforcement. Animal rights organizations have found abuses of animal actors by circuses and other entertainment companies. And the question remains, even with kind treatment, should we keep these animals captive and have them perform just for our entertainment?